This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey.
Hey, hon. Hey, everybody. This is Thursday, and we're really glad that you're tuning in to us today. Whatever you're doing, jogging.
I know. I've tried to think about that. What are these people doing?
Hey, you're either jogging, driving, laying on the couch.
Starbucks.
Starbucks, But wherever you're at, do you need to see God move in your life?
Wow. Who doesn't?
No joke. Does life seem
mediocre? What is that?
Emphasis on me. It becomes mediocre when we focus on ourselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you playing it too safe and not taking any risks with God? He loves you, and he wants you to take risks with him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So in today's podcast, hear why doing this one thing... That's right. ...can forfeit the adventure of you seeing a move in God in your life.
I don't want to forfeit anything God might be trying to do.
Me neither. And that comes from Hebrews 10:23. It says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise." Yes, he can.
Honey, do you think you're a risk taker with God?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do think I'm a risk taker in many ways. For instance, I've said this before. When I gave my life to Christ, my two sons had not. And so for me in the flesh, it was a risk not to control them. Mm. It was a risk for me to say, you know what, God, you got it, man. I can't force these kids to go to Bible study. I can't force them to give their lives to you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do is I can lay them at your altar. And so I'm risking my fleshly desire of controlling them, and I'm giving them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? It took 2 years, but they both hit their knees and gave their lives to Christ, and they're totally devoted to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a risk for me, in my flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we talked about and teased you all with this one thing that you could be doing that could be forfeiting the adventure of seeing God move in your life. And that one thing is running your own life.
Yeah.
So see, if you had done that, you would have been running things.
Oh, that's for sure.
And that's tough not
I wanted to.
It's tough not to run our own lives. But when I'm doing that and things start to seem mediocre, it's because that's what's going on. Things have become about me. Okay? I've found that things seem mundane and routine because I'm taking over my life. I'm playing it safe. I'm doing things I want to do. I'm not, checking things out with God. I'm ignoring any new ideas he may be giving me because I'm playing the game of life safe. So I am forfeiting the adventure of seeing him move.
Yeah.
You can kind of sit back and go, man, things just, what's up? What's going on? So if you find that you have become mediocre, And have stopped stepping out in faith. Why? It's exciting
to
take a risk with God. There's nobody. I mean, I'll take some risks with you, honey, but taking a risk with God, there's nothing like it.
There isn't. And seeing him move in your life.
Yeah.
Really and truly, a lot of this movement that comes in your life is encouragement from other people of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're assured through God and through his son Jesus that we have that assurance of hope for our future. That assurance that he is going to move in our life.
Mm-hmm.
That he is going to fulfill this vision that he's given us. But through Christ and through the community of believers, then we receive it.
Yeah.
Then we receive, and we become a successful story.
Mm-hmm.
We use that testimony to show people how God moved in our life. Our testimony is not to keep to ourselves.
Right.
Okay, this is not a solitary, solitaire?
Mm-hmm.
Where you play, that game by yourself. Now, this is, when God moves in your life, man, you need to tell people. God has moved in my life, man. You remember how I was? Yeah, I remember how you were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, I'm telling you, he's changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talked to a young man yesterday, honey, that he's a member of Victory Temple there in Fort Worth, Texas. And it's for people who are recovering alcoholics, recovering drug addicts and whatever. And he said he gave his life to Christ 9 months ago. And he said, and he just had tears in his eyes. And he said, man, he said, he saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you know, I could see Jesus in him. You know what I mean? That he is so thankful that he's not on the streets anymore. You know? And he's going around and he's telling people his testimony.
Yeah.
Just for the simple fact that, you know what, man? Maybe you got the same thing. But you're not telling nobody.
Right.
You know? So I got to see God
mm-hmm.
move in a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. God wants to move in your life, but you have to do your part.
Well, there's some people out there listening that I think you've got some agendas that you just don't want to let go of.
Yeah.
And if you let go of them, you're positioning yourself to see God move. Maybe it's an agenda called fear. And remember, if it's fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
Yeah.
And if you're operating in faith, there's no chance of seeing God move in that.
There's not.
That's not God. Okay, so he loves you. He wants you to take risks with him all the time. And so just start out small. Maybe if you've got some new ideas and you're not sure, I like to say, is it me or is it thee or is it the enemy? Because you know better than anybody all the ideas I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to stop and say, God, is this you or not?
Yeah.
All right? Ask him to confirm to you if it's his will for you or not.
Yeah.
And if he does and shows you something new, you know what that does to your faith?
Yeah.
You know, a friend of ours just said, I want to see purple flowers in a strange place, in a very unusual place.
Yeah.
Purple flowers. And God likes us to be specific.
And she wanted to see God move in her life.
She did. She was kind of that. She'd been, you know, walking with the Lord for years, but just needed a move. Need to see him do something as simple as that. So she even let him know she wanted to see it in a couple of days. So she prayed a prayer and just was real specific. God, I would like to see purple flowers in an unusual place in my life in a couple of days. And she just went on with her life. Well, a couple of days went by and she texted me. And this girl does not like to grow plants in her house. But she texts me that it's this picture of this African violet
mm-hmm.
and this really pretty flower on it. And she said, look, I'm not good with plants. And look, I had this plant in my house and look how pretty it is. It was from her dad's funeral. It hadn't mm-hmm. bloomed in 2 years. And I noticed there was a purple flower on it. Well, she had forgotten that she had asked him
mm-hmm.
for that. I text her back and I said, what color is the flower?
Mm-hmm.
And she texts me back, it's purple. And I mean, that was such a cool thing for her, and it meant something to her. And then of all things, for it to be a plant from her father's funeral that had not bloomed in 2 years, it gave me chills when I read that. So, you know, that was just something simple.
That's right.
And he answered her, and you should have seen her the next day. She was just so, so excited. It was like a child faith, you know?
Well, it is exciting when you see God moving your life.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. And what are you wanting to see? You know, how are you wanting God to move in your life? I mean, honey, really, in order for God to move in a person's life, you know,
they got to move out of the way.
That's right. You got to move out of the way, and you got to give your life to him.
Yeah.
You really do. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, I remember. Or a friend of mine, he said, man, from the time he was 4 years old to the time he was 14, he must have gone on the altar 1,000 times to give his life to Christ. But when he was 14, he gave his life to Christ just praying by himself. Okay? And so, you know, there might be people out there, honey, that may be in that same situation. That when you're 4 years old, you're brought to the altar by your parents and said, you're going to give your life to Christ, you know? Or maybe you did give your life to Christ. You've walked away. Or maybe you've been in church, man, for a long time. You're doing that Sunday thing, doing the ministry every once in a while. But you're realizing right now, my gosh, have I really looked to see how God's moving in my life? But I do want to do that starting today.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, we need to give our life to him.
Mm-hmm.
So we would be honored if God has given you is moving in you right now to make that choice to give your life to Christ. Mm-hmm. So please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, we ask you to come into my life. Lord Jesus, I need you as my Savior. I know that you died on the cross, you rose on the third day. Because of that, you say, if I ask you to forgive me of my sins are forgiven. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for that. I do want you to move in my life so I can honor you in everything I do. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you gave your life to Christ, you just saw God move in your life.
Sure did. And we'd love to know that if you would email us at info@livingitup.org. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, shoot us a quick email, you know, on your, from your phone or whatever the case may be. Just saying, yeah, my name is so-and-so. I'm from Denmark or wherever.
Or not. Or you can remain anonymous.
Yeah, or remain anonymous. And just say, you know what, I gave my life to Christ and I need your prayers.
That would mean the world to us.
It sure would. And, mm-hmm. and we thank you for that. Yes. And
so until tomorrow, which is Friday, we look forward to talking to you again. But until then, if your life seems mediocre, ask yourself if you're playing it too safe and not taking any risks with God. He loves you. He wants you to take risks with him all the time. Okay, so don't forfeit the adventure of seeing God move in your life. All right? So until tomorrow, keep living it up by taking risks with God.
While beginning again.